Thanks for listening to the Rivers Podcast. For more information on this teaching, visit our website at theriver.info.
So the month of December, we are celebrating the birthday boy. Because the birthday boy, Jesus, is worthy of celebrating. So somebody say, happy birthday. Somebody say, happy birthday, Jesus. He is worthy of celebrating. So as we jump into this second teaching of the birthday boy, or is it the third? I don't know. Maybe it's the third. It is the third. I know it's the third because I bought a really cool birthday boy sweater and a birthday boy t-shirt. And it's the second time I wore the t-shirt and I wore the sweater once. So this is our third teaching in celebrating the birthday boy. To get at celebrating the birthday boy, I want to tell you what I done did do back in February. Back in February, I decided it was time for me to invest in my own health. Yeah. And so I made a commitment back in February to become somebody who walked for the rest of his life into healthiness. And so last night, my family, to support that, made Christmas cookies and made me icing them. Not very happy about that. However, I ate zero of them and felt really good about that. Thank you very much. Here's what happened. It actually is about a year ago this time, and it took me a few months to get the gumption up to act upon that which I knew I needed to do. And so after a few months of processing and thinking and actually setting up a retreat in March, I set it up in December to go hang out with a nutritionist for a few days, because let's be honest, when you're 47, which I am now, you can't eat like an 18-year-old anymore, right? So I knew that something changed, but the real change happened for me when somebody from this church, a guy by the name of Adrian, who owns a business, actually reached out and contacted me and invited me to be a part of a family. He didn't invite me to be a part of a gym. He invited me to be a part of a family. Kalamazoo Fit Body Boot Camp. Some of them sit right up there. They call themselves the Fun Bunch up in the party deck. When I heard about this from Adrian, I thought to myself, well, this Kalamazoo Fit Body Boot Camp, you don't just go in whenever you want. You have to go for classes, and there's all these people. You know, I kind of thought it sounded like an exclusive club. And I was nervous because, let's be honest, there was a lot more of me back in February than there is now, right? And I was nervous to, A, go into this exclusive club where everyone was much further along the process than I was. And it took me a while to finally get the gumption to get up and make the commitment to walk in, and it all changed. You know how it all changed? I had to just walk through the door. Sometimes you just got to get up, overcome the fears and the doubts, and you just got to walk through the door. And if you walk through the door enough, I discovered, sooner or later, the fear disappears and the joy rises. And I discovered that it wasn't an exclusive club. I discovered that it was truly a family. And I become Facebook friends with all of these people. And these people are crazy Facebook post people. I mean, there's probably 300 posts from them a day. Because they're excited about the good thing that they found. So they're in their Facebook post telling people about this good thing. And they're always inviting people to come and join this place. Because it is not an exclusive club. And so I followed their lead. I'm not as prolific a Facebook poster as they are, but I've invited a few of my friends. They will remain unnamed. The first time I brought one of my friends there, he about puked. I brought another friend there, and he about puked. This week, I brought a new friend there, and around on the third exercise, he stood up, he looked pale, and he about fainted. Because sometimes, even though it's a good thing to walk through the door, the work that needs to get done to get you where you need to go is difficult. Did you hear that over here? Sometimes, even though the door is wide open and the invitation is there, sometimes even walking through the door, that's all you got to do, but sometimes what you got to do to get to where you need to be, sometimes that work is difficult. But what I've discovered at this Fit Body Boot Camp, right down on Westridge, across from the cemetery. I've wondered if there's a parallel there, especially early on. That even though sometimes things are difficult, there is a family that supports you and encourages you and says, you can do it, keep ongoing. And I actually have seen in this gym people of all walks of life, people of all shapes and sizes, people of all ethnicities, and I've discovered that this is a beautiful thing. The benefits are huge. I'm just going to be honest for a minute. I'm much fitter today than I was back in February, and a beloved sister of our church came up to me and asked me if I had cancer. I said, nope, just getting healthy, but thank you for your concern. It was funny. It's all good. The benefits are huge, but here's the deal. Are you listening? It required surrender. The benefits were huge. The blessings were obvious, but it required surrender. It required some sweat, and it required some reordering of life priorities. When your evil family makes cookies, you can no longer eat 30 of them like you used to. It required effort. You understand what I'm saying? Now, side note, this Kalamazoo Fit Body Boot Camp people, they've heard about the river. They heard that we love our friends who are homeless. They today, as a gym, are providing all the food for our overflow food for the folks over there today. That's fantastic. So we're celebrating the birthday boy. The birthday boy. And here's a seldom spoken truth. Many of us, all of us, have a longing for God while at the same time having an aversion to God. Right? There's a longing inside of us where we want to know who God is, but for some reason we're kind of scared of him. It's scary to walk through the door. And it's difficult to say, I surrender. So hopefully, maybe, this month of celebrating the birthday boy, we can increase the longing and decrease the aversion and give you greater reason to celebrate the birthday boy. And so to do that today, we have one verse. It's from 1 Timothy, the second chapter. God, our Savior, the Apostle Paul writes to his young friend Timothy, wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. God, our Savior, wants all. Somebody say all. Now let's pretend like you're excited that all includes everybody, and somebody say all. God wants all people. And as I've said before, if you knew the ancient language, if you studied Greek, if you looked up stuff on Google, you would see that the word all actually means all. It's not a secret. It's not one of them tricky words. It's a simple word. All means all. The heart of the Father is revealed in this text when the Apostle Paul tells us that God desires all to be saved. To be saved. Now, if you did Google the word saved and came to an understanding of what it meant in the original language, what's the original language of the New Testament? Anybody? Yeah, Greek. Way to go. For extra credit, what's the original language of the Old Testament? Hebrew. There you go. The word saved in the original language, if you were to look it up like in the Greek Webster, you would see that the word saved here, that God desires all to be saved, it's not just eternal, like life when you die and go to heaven. It's not just fire insurance against hell, although it includes that. The word saved is so much more. The word saved here, that thing that God wants for all people, it's deliverance. Now, I love being up front because I got to tell you how messed up I've been in my life, right? First in the air, I win. How many of you have issues? How many of you have had the issues get the best of you this week? Anybody? So if you're new to the church, we will often say, if you got a pulse? And I do that because church ought to be a place where you can admit you got issues. You don't have to pretend and hide like you don't have issues. We're in a room filled with people who got issues, and sometimes the issues get the best of us. And we bring up the issues because if we don't bring them up, we'll never work through them. Because the point really isn't that we have issues. The point is this. You also have something else if you have a pulse. If you have a pulse, you also have a what? A purpose. And sometimes we can't get to the purpose until we fight through the issues. And so the saving that God has for all involves deliverance. And some of you right now need deliverance that only Jesus can bring. Some of you are stuck in your junk and you've been there for too long, but like me, scared to walk through the door. You're like, that's a scary place. I'm not going in there. That's an exclusive club. I'm not going in there. I might have to surrender something and eat a lot of cookies. I can't give that up. I can't give up cookies. But the deliverance God has for you might require you just walking through the door and surrendering and giving up Christmas cookies. Because the freedom on the other side is so much better. That's part of what the word saved means. It means deliverance from your junk. It also means, it has a connotation, if you look it up in a Greek Webster's dictionary, of healed. It means healed. Now, the sense of healing that I'm talking is an ongoing thing, right? Because if you know my story, I love telling it because it gives you freedom to deal with your junk. I see a therapist on a regular basis, but you know what? I'm not in therapy right now because I've been healed. But I'll probably be in therapy in January because life happens and I need help sometimes. I'll be healed then too. And then maybe in 2030, you know, I might have another issue and I might get healed from that too. The healing that this saving that God has for all, it's ongoing and it takes us from now until we die. God wants you to be healed from the junk in your life for the rest of your life. Amen. That word saved, it has also a meaning of made whole. Repeat after me. I mean, God wants you to be whole. You know, sometimes, okay, again, I'm first to raise my hand. How many of you made dumb choices? How many of you have said, I'm never doing that again, only to do that again? How many of you are sitting next to somebody who's a knucklehead sometimes, right? See, sometimes our poor choices, they break us. Our poor choices break us. But God never looks at the poor choices. He looks at the brokenness behind the poor choices. I don't know if y'all heard that because that was really good news to me because I make poor choices. God doesn't just look at the poor choices. He looks at the brokenness behind the poor choices and he wants to bring wholeness to the broken. But sometimes we're broken not just because we make poor choices. Sometimes the poor choices of others break us. Has anybody been there? Well, this word saved has a sense of that being made whole as well. Because we do live in a broken world. We're on this side of Eden and this side of heaven. C.S. Lewis calls us the Shadowlands. In the Shadowlands, people do hurtful things. And when the Apostle Paul says God desires for all to be saved, he's saying, I want you to be made whole even from the hurt of other people inflicted upon you. The word saved, it also has a sense of gifted with eternity and joy. How many of you want to spend eternity suffering the rest of your eternal lives? You're stretching, not raising your hand, I hope, right? Okay, good. See, the beauty of this, it's a blessing now and then. The blessings God has for us that he wants for all to experience. Somebody say all. All to experience is it's joy now and it's joy then. It's freedom now and it's freedom then. Jesus really meant it when he said, I've come that they might have life and have it to the full. And so when the Apostle Paul tells us that God desires all to be saved, that's kind of what he meant. Somebody say, uh-oh, that was just the introduction. And in that introduction, I think we see a reason to celebrate the birthday boy. Somebody say, happy birthday, Jesus. It's for all people. But here's the deal. All people have an invitation to go to the gym. All of them. But not all walk in. Not because the club is exclusive, but because although the entry is free to walk in, sometimes the work required is enough to scare the living daylights out of you. So there's an invitation for all of you to walk into the grace of Jesus. All of you, all shapes, sizes, races, ethnicities, socioeconomic background. The benefits are huge. Saved. But it's going to require, somebody say, oh, nuts. It's going to require something of you. The gift of grace is free, but the working it out, it requires a little sweat. It's going to require a little, maybe a little blood, figuratively, hopefully. Maybe you're going to have to give up those cookies. Somebody say, oh, man. No, I'm talking figuratively now. I'm actually not talking you have to give up cookies, right? I'm not. But there are things that you might be engaged in your life that aren't healthy for you in a spiritual sense. There are things that you might be walking out in your life that have been keeping you from the blessings of just walking into the saving that God has for you. See, God has showers of blessings that are constantly pouring, but sometimes we have the umbrella of our own self that keeps the grace of God off of us. We got to put the umbrella down. But sometimes putting the umbrella down is really tough because we've lived our lives for as long as we've lived them, and we've gotten used to doing the things we've been doing, and some of those things we've been doing, it's the umbrella keeping God's grace of us. I'm telling you, put down the umbrella and walk out into the difficult thing of giving up the things which keep you from the blessings God has for you. Turn to your neighbor and say, put down the umbrella. Yeah. It might be you got to give up some friendships. It might be you need to develop new habits. This morning in my daily devotional, one of them that I read, a guy by the name of Blackaby, he says this. He says, the Christian life is hard work. Christianity involves systematically striving to implement the truths of God's word into your life. Spiritual depth. Are you listening? Spiritual depth and maturity. See, we have these things over here. We got the seed, the root, the tree. The goal for us is to become seeds in our faith, grow in the journey of Jesus, to become roots, and eventually become trees in our faith that become blessings to everybody around us. That's the goal. I don't think anybody in here says to themselves, I can't wait to be a curse to people. I know you guys, and even I don't know you, I'm assuming that you want to be a blessing to planet Earth. That's maturity. It's a journey of faith. He says spiritual spiritual depth and maturity do not come without consistent effort. See, for fitness to happen, we at the gym got to walk through the door regularly. How many of you have like eaten broccoli once and exercised once and been surprised nothing has changed? The truths are so rightly paralleled for us to be healthy and mature spiritually. We got to make consistent, ongoing life changes. This isn't a spiritual diet where you get to that moment and you say, I'm done. It's a spiritual life change. And when people say, I see you spiritually dieting, you say, I don't diet. I've just changed my life. Will you make the change? Because the birthday boy has blessings for you beyond anything you've ever seen. That's going to require you to consistently walk through the doors. There are no spiritual shortcuts. Somebody say, There are no spiritual shortcuts. Maturity comes only through hard work and obedience to what God says. You just got to walk through the door. Will you walk through? I'm telling you, if you walk through, and many of you have been walking through for years and decades. Some of you are really old and on decades and decades, right? Praise God you've been walking that way. Keep at it because the blessings of the Lord never plateau. Keep walking through the doors if you've been doing it for a while, and I guarantee you the blessings of the Lord will get better and better and greater. So keep walking. And if you've never walked through the door of surrendering and committing to Jesus, walk through the door today. Our prayer team will be out there. They'd love to pray for you. You might have noticed if you've been here a while that the welcome booth center is now on this side, on my right, and the prayer team is on that side. I've been hearing them, the prayer team and the welcome center say a couple things. The welcome center people have been saying, hey, now that we're over in the corner, we moved them there several months ago, the traffic is less. There's not as much people walking by this corner. And I've been hearing the prayer people say, man, there's too much traffic walking over here. Yeah, I'm so sorry. Yeah, that's crazy. They're switched. So if you want to walk through the door into faith with Jesus, go see our prayer team afterwards. They'd love to help you walk that way. There's another reason to celebrate the birthday boy in this one little text. Within this text, there is a theology of suffering. How many of you have wondered why, if God is all-powerful and God is all-loving, why do bad things happen on planet Earth? Let me ask it this way. How many of you have not asked that question? I mean, if you haven't asked that question, you ought to be asking that question because God is all-powerful and he's all-loving and crappy things happen. Why? In a roundabout way, this verse gives us the answer. God desires all to be saved. And because God desires all to be saved, there's suffering on planet Earth. Makes perfect sense to all of you, doesn't it? No. All right, so if theological, deeper thinking is not your thing, A, pretend like it is. And if you just can't pretend like it is, take a nap for about 5 minutes. There will be a day, praise God, it says in the book of Revelations, where God will wipe away every tear. There will be a day when that saving comes to fruition, when we do walk into eternity, when there will be no more suffering. But in order for that day to come, God will have to bring judgment upon all sin. In order for suffering to end, all sin will need to be judged. All brokenness will need to be done away with. That's great news for those of you who want suffering to end. But what it does is for those who still have the umbrella of self that keep them sheltered from God's graceful reigns, judgment against the sin, for those who are still holding the umbrella of self, well, the judgment of sin hits that judgment of sin over them and comes down upon them. And those folks who have yet to walk into the door of Jesus, well, they'll receive the judgment against sin and they'll be separated from God forever. That sucks. But because God desires all to be saved, we've already established this, that's the Bible, God is withholding that judgment against pain and suffering and sin because he doesn't want anybody to perish. God wants all to be saved. Even that crazy uncle who's just awful. Even that neighbor who you just want to smack every time you see him. I'm serious, because you have grace for the people you love. God has grace for the people you can't stand. And he wants all people to be saved, so he's withholding judgment against sinful things. Praise God for that, because eternity's a long time. And joy on earth is too great to be had. And so God allows some things to happen because he's withholding that judgment against bad things. And when he withholds that judgment, bad things happen. But the beauty of this theological truth is that there is a reality that Jesus has walked planet earth. He is not a distant God who has no idea what it is to suffer. He knows what it is to suffer, and he has given us his very presence here on earth through the Holy Spirit and the gift of community and the family so that we can walk through pain together. We are not alone. I'm sorry, that was good news. Maybe you missed it. Yeah. Even though they're suffering, God knows, and he's given us his presence, and he's given us the gift of family. Tell your faces it's good news and smile. In one little verse, we have several reasons to celebrate the birthday boy. And we know, because we looked at it a week or two ago, that all things work together for good, even the crappy things. All things work together for good for those who love God and are called according to his purposes. Even though God is withholding some of his power, he wins. I remember playing hoops with my kids back before I had 500 knee surgeries. I used to dominate them when they were 5 and 6. But sometimes, even though I could dominate them, I could post Zeke and Jacob and Max, I'd withhold some of the power. And I'd let them do their thing. Similarly, God is withholding his power so that all can be saved. He still has the power. He can unleash it, and he will someday. But he's withholding it so that the kids can win the game. How many of you have ever experienced pain in your life? Turn to your neighbor and say, that was a question. It's rude not to answer questions, people. And I'm doing this so that you can engage in the teaching, because when you engage in the teaching's better and you might remember it more. I'm not going to let you get away with not participating. How many of you have experienced pain? Yeah, of course, all of us have. Jesus knows, and he desires all to be saved. How many of you in the midst of pain have your go-to dumb things you run to? Yeah. I'll be honest. You know, my healthier than the old things, but the thing now is, like, when stuff's bad, Amazon, I just spend money. I shop. I feel better, right? I see some grimaces. Does that mean you agree? See, we have our own things in the midst of pain that we run to that aren't healthy. Some worse than others, but none of them as good as running to Jesus. See, when we run to those things in those painful moments, we forget that God desires for all to be saved, and that saving includes deliverance and wholeness now. Eating a whole pizza, spending money on Amazon, drinking a case of beer, hitting the pornography, having an affair, overworking, withdrawing from everybody but yourself and your TV, those things do not bring life. Only Jesus brings life in the midst of pain. So walk back in the door and surrender to the family that follows Jesus. Let me ask you a question before I wrap up this here thing. The text says God desires all to be saved. All. Are you letting Jesus love you? Okay, 99% of the time I want response, and I just told you I want you to respond. I don't want you to respond right now. Confusing, I know. I want you to think about this one. Are you letting Jesus love you? Stephanie, also one of our very special friends. Yeah, but don't respond right now, Stephanie. She's a part of our family. Stephanie, what do you call my wife?
Mom.
Thank you. What do you call me?
Dad.
Thank you. Don't respond right now, okay? Shh. I want y'all to think about this. Are you letting Jesus love you? Because he's got so much love for you. And when you let Jesus love you, there are blessings that are beyond your wildest dreams. So maybe now is like your February was for me. Maybe you need to make a decision and just walk through the door. Because there's a God in heaven who became a God on earth, who left his spirit with us forever, who loves you more than you know. And thus, we have reasons to celebrate the birthday boy, don't we? And so the goal for the year, for the month, is to increase the family by 100, not so that we can celebrate how big we are, not that we can promote ourselves, but that we can tell people how attractive and wonderful Jesus is. He is too wonderful and too marvelous to keep to ourselves. The truth of Jesus needs to be received by somebody sitting in that empty chair. So who are you going to invite?
Thanks for listening. For more information, check us out online at theriver.info.